Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. And hi, Gemma. How are y'all doing today?
She said, hi, Rashida.
Right here. She's talking so well.
Yeah. She loves you. No, you can't wear my headphones right now. She thinks she's all cool now because we've been traveling a lot in the past month. And she has these really cool headphones with like cat ears on them.
The kid ones that like minimize the sound. Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll watch like a movie or something, and she's like, oh, I'm just like mommy, except cooler.
Because yeah, I have cat ears, duh. Like, come on.
I know. Maybe I should get cat ears for these big headsets.
I'm sure you can like make them. You're very creative.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
You're like, not.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Lauren, well, yeah, you were saying you've been traveling a lot, but you know what I find is always grounding for me is when I get to, like, dive into someone's soul. I was being weird for that. But
that was way intense.
Yeah, I know, but it's not really. No, I find doing readings, which we do call our soul readings, is a really grounding practice for me. And so lucky for everyone today and for you, that's what we have going on today. So yeah.
I'm excited.
So yes, everyone, please welcome Danielle to the pod. Danielle, hi, welcome. Well, we just like to remind everybody that we do have like, I mean, I guess you can call it like an intake form, but it's very limited information that we get before we do the reading. And Lauren and I kind of like it that way because we like to get pleasantly surprised sometimes about what comes up. So yeah, I'm excited to dive in. Lauren, how about you? Are you feeling pretty good to hop into this reading today?
Of course.
Awesome. I'd love to know, Lauren, how did you decide to start today?
With the inner goddess, of course, and then I went crown down. What about you?
Okay. I went root up, but it doesn't have a particular flow. Okay. So it doesn't matter which way we go. And I would not mind if you started first, because I know Danielle doesn't have like a huge understanding of the chakra system, and you are our resident chakra expert right now.
Sure. So yeah, and for anyone listening who's not as familiar, just FYI, if you are really interested, we have a whole episode on the chakra system. So I always recommend giving that a listen for a deeper understanding. But I'll definitely talk about what they are and like what we're actually looking at today. So your chakras are kind of like a snapshot of your energy at the time. So each chakra is a zone in the body, or we'll say like auric body. So not just the physical, but the energy as well, that holds different information pertaining to you as a person and your humanity and your story. So each one is kind of designated for a different area of your life. Also associated with different elements, with sounds even, and they're each a little bit different. So as we go through each one, we'll talk about like where it is and what kind of information it holds about Danielle or about people in general and what we saw specifically. And then when we're doing readings, everybody receives intuitive information in a little bit different ways. So sometimes we see visuals, sometimes it's auditory, sometimes it's like a download of knowledge. They're are like, there's sometimes it's feeling other people's energy. So essentially, like if we say I saw this, it doesn't mean that this part of her body actually has like that thing that we're talking about. It's merely like a symbol for us to interpret what we see in the energy or what we feel in the energy. So it's all just information. So when I am doing energy readings, I first bring up your inner goddess. And what that is like the feminine aspect of your soul or the highest self. And we all have elements of like feminine and masculine within ourselves. But this, you can think of her as like your own little personal deity that is essentially you. So when I brought her up, it was funny. First, I saw like a couple of visuals that didn't seem to have to do with what I eventually saw. So at first I was like, what am I seeing right now? But I figure it might be information that makes sense to you. So first I saw like a beautiful deer, like a female deer. And then I saw a single red rose. So I don't know if these have any meaning to you, but they have something to do with your energy. But when I kind of got honed in on your inner goddess, what I saw was like a wind spirit, which was really cool. It's very like ethereal, light, subtle energy. And it was really, really soft. So not like a hurricane wind, but you can think of it her as like a gentle breeze. I think at first I was having a hard time like honing in on it just because of the subtlety of it. But I think an important message really through this reading that I got for you is like, just because something is subtle or soft or sensitive or gentle does not mean it isn't incredibly powerful. So I kind of felt this dichotomy between those energies through this reading. And I'll go into your crown just because it flows there. So your crown chakra is located at the top of the head. And this is your connection to spirit, source, God, goddess, the divine, however you define it. And what I saw was this beautiful light, like crystalline actual crown. And same kind of energy as the wind spirit. I was just feeling this very like sensitive and connected energy. Like it's very natural for you to be connected to source, whether that's what you would call it or not. So that's what I saw for inner goddess and crown. Rashida, would you like to share what you saw?
All right. So Lauren, I'm so happy you saw that because what I saw for Danielle's crown was like these effervescent raindrops of energy, like shimmering with different colors, which is so beautiful. And it's just like, Danielle, it just, for me, it just has this feeling of like this just natural, simple, like not simple as in like, you know, there's nothing to it, but like just this easy connection with the divine or source or whatever you like to call that. And when I kind of asked, like, what does this have to do, like, with what she's seeking from me today and how I can help her on this path, it gave me this, like, image of a dimmer, like a light dimmer. And you know how, like, you could turn it up or down? Well, it was doing it by itself, and the dimmer was just, like, going up. And as it was going up, like these effervescent raindrops were like brightening and getting like more like less transparent and less like ethereal and just like more solid and like real, but like it's still in a very beautiful way. And so for me, what that's giving me the feeling of is as you start to like navigate your path and really start making decisions on where you want to go, what you want to do, like really starting to make solid decisions, lean in on your divine source, lean in on that guidance and like listen in more, you know, and receive that, you know, our crown chakra is like where we receive these downloads. And if you just kind of like, I feel like it's like asking you to like work that muscle a little bit to like, I guess, like you're receiving, I think that's what the raindrops are meaning, but like in order to like really utilize this on your path, like lean in on that muscle, listen more, and it'll kind of like help you like feel better at these decisions that you're making. What is, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, that resonates for sure. Yeah, I love that image of like the dimmer and clarity, like really getting clear with how I engage with the divine or spiritual, which has been something that's been strengthening for sure in the last year. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we move down?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I'll move down to the third eye. And so the third eye is located like between the eyebrows on the forehead. And I think it's pretty, people talk about the third eye in popular culture and all that, but it is this space for intuition, for like your higher mind, for wisdom. And this is where we connect to, like we connect to source through the crown. We connect to, I guess like this type of reading, you know, when we're seeing your energy, we're doing that through the third eye, powered by the heart for sure. But it connects us almost to like other worlds, if that makes sense, or more deeply into our world, seeing things that we can't see with our own two eyes. So for this, I saw this very like light blue kind of pale eyeball with lots of like rainbows and refracted light coming in and out. And I just saw it as like really, really sensitive. A lot of rainbows in your reading. It tells me like your instrument, which is like your body and your aura, is very, very sensitive, which is a wonderful thing if you know how to use it. If you don't, it can become very overwhelming. So like light pouring in seems like a beautiful thing to me. And at the same time, like I have light blue eyes, so I'm sure that was a message to make, that help me make sense of it. But it's like, I have to wear sunglasses when I'm outside or it hurts almost to see the light. So I was picturing maybe, I don't know if you have like a meditation practice, but I'm embarking on more like what we call in yoga, it's pratyahara. It's drawing the senses inward to help soothe the sensitivity of this eye. Like we don't want to get rid of the sensitivity because it's something that can be wielded in a really beautiful way, but also it's going to need extra nourishing and rest. Yeah. Do you have like meditation practice?
Yeah. And it's something I definitely should be more committed to, which is interesting that you brought that up, because it's like already been like going off in my mind. It's like, oh no.
Yeah, there are so many different types of meditation, so I think it's about it's about finding what feels right for you. But I do think that extra bit of attention to I don't know, for me when I'm meditating, and I guess this is kind of the point of it, but it's like we all have so many thoughts going on all the time in our minds, and meditation gives us with some effort a break from that eventually, so that we can just be in this like juicy spaciousness. So I think for you that'll help maintain the sensitivity of this area and your connection to it while not like burning it out. How about you, Ashita? Oh, go ahead.
No, I vibe with that. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So when I came to the center, Danielle, I saw this like, usually I see eyes, and this time I didn't. I was like for sure expecting to see an eye, but I didn't. I saw this like open hibiscus flower with a yellow piston full of pollen. I think that's what the term is called. I haven't taken that information since grade school. So I'm thinking it's calling a piston. You know what I'm talking about with the pollen on top of it. And you know, like hibiscus flowers, like they're great, but like sometimes they can be like very delicate too. And when I was like trying to figure out what this meant, it was like, you're very tapped into your intuitive gifts. And when I was like asking Source to like kind of guide me into like, what does this really mean for you and what you're expecting from this reading? The flower began to like wilt a little bit. It began to get very like soft. I mean, it's already soft, but like wilt and droopy and just like starting to go inward on itself. And I think it also speaks to what Lauren was talking about with the sensitivity around this area for you as well. And then also like I was using that around like relationships in general. So when I asked like what this meant and in regards to like your relationships, I think you tend to shy away from, and I don't know if this is true or not, but just based off of the image that I was getting, when it comes to like your decision making and how you should move, you don't lean on your intuitive gifts as much. You're coming from a space of like thinking it through, of logic. And so the wilting flower was just, you know, you're not giving it nourishment and sustenance. And so it's wilting. You're not giving it the space it needs to thrive. And so like, you know, when you are starting to make these moves or like in anything, in any way you're trying to move, just, you know, really lean into your intuition more and don't question too much logically, because you're tapped in and you're open and your third eye is ready to receive and you're very sensitive to these things and you're getting the information you need. But when you start to like second guess and question and like think it over and over and over, that's when you like lose the essence of what it is you're receiving. That's what I was getting from that space. How are you feeling about that?
That feels on point for sure. I think also like I study herbalism and like hibiscus is like heart centered. And that wilting also like made me think of, you know, after you've been like pollinated, you move on to make seeds, right? But you can't like just stay like, you know, like it has to go
inward.
Yeah.
So what do you think that means for you? And when we think about this like intuitive clarity center?
Yeah, I think it's almost like instead of worrying about the show of like what I'm presenting to other or outside, like, yeah, just like you both, I feel like both of your interpretations are like, you have to worry about what do you feel at the center, instead of like, oh, being that like flashy, beautiful flower, right? Moving on to that next step is about going in. And I vibe with it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll move us down to the throat. So the throat is located at the throat, but also governs your mouth and ears. So it's about communication, speaking your truth. So the throat, again, I saw, so real similar vibe as the crown and third eyes. Its nature is light and ethereal, but it felt weighed down. It almost had like, I don't even know how to describe it, like maybe a fungus or something growing on it, or mold. I don't know. It felt like whatever it was, started as pain, became protection, and it's kind of like full of holes and the light's trying to shine through. So it feels like a filter. It's like this filter that's developed over this space. So I asked, I work with your inner goddess through the reading to like to help me interpret these things. And she said that acknowledge the pain and sending it love. So I saw a lot of like energy going up from your heart into your throat. So just really like seeing it and recognizing it for what it is. But also knowing that the way that that your truth, your light, your communication is meant to go through is unfiltered. Of course, like we can use tact when we're talking to people, but it's like that pain needs to be acknowledged for your truth to be more pure and authentic and to shine. That's what I saw. Rashida.
Yeah. So I don't know if y'all see my face over here, Lauren, when you were talking. I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. But when I got to your throat, there was like this. Okay. So I'm going to stop real quick. The only thing difference is when I did start at your root and when I called your energy forward, it wasn't you, this Danielle that I see in front of me. It was like a younger version of you, but I knew it was you from your smile. So I thought that was interesting. And this is going to, I'm going to tell you why that matters now. So when I was at your throat chakra, I had this image of little you playing with this mesh wiring around your neck. So with the little holes, and for some odd reason, like you seemed fine at first, but it was really starting to bother you. And you just could not like get this thing from around your neck. And it was almost like there was something trying to come through, but this mesh wiring was just not allowing it to happen. And so I was asking like, what do I need to do? And my physical energy or energetic energy came from behind you and was able to like help you remove it. But there was still like, you know, how if it's impressed in skin, like you see that
imprint. So,
the imprint. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Of the imprint. So I was really just like asking, like I was very baffled by this like imagery and what this meant. And what came to me was your voice is your source of power. And then it was also like allow those in your life to hear the truth of your words, and this will help heal you. So that was a statement that I received. And I think it also speaks to like kind of what Lauren was saying. I don't know if there's something that's happened or that has happened that you haven't like fully let go or healed from yet, but doing so, acknowledging it, and you will find like that truth and your voice being your source of power. You need that truth. You need to be able to speak out whatever it is that you're meant to.
Yeah, I'm getting, I think for a long time, I like got this impression that I was supposed to be this chameleon for people. Like I used to pride myself on, I can be what ever people need me to be, and like I'm a wordsmith in the sense that I can read someone and be like, oh, this is what they want to hear, right? Versus speaking authentically. And I do think it's interesting. It's like pain and protection quickly become imprisonment. Like you're protecting yourself, but that so quickly devolves into imprisoning, right? Yeah, that resonates.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that makes sense, Sun, as I look down at your heart. So heart chakra located center of the chest, and it's everything we associate with the heart. It's love for others, self-love, it's compassion, forgiveness, service. So what I saw was like almost like a vacuum. It was like all the energy was just turning back inward to the heart. Like there was a hole and it was just and to me, it was as though, and you're talking about being sensitive or like reading other people, it's almost like you're taking in the energy from outside of you and like not sucking it in. It's not like an energy vampire. It's more like sometimes we, those of us who are more sensitive, do that as a way to like, we hate that there's pain in the world. We hate that other people have to feel these horrible emotions. So we take them on ourselves. So to me, that's what I see, like with the vacuum. And it's not a very sustainable way to maintain relationships and to feel self-love and to just feel solid in your own self. So one thing that speaks to is just having a little bit more solid boundary between like what is someone else's and what is yours, and also allowing people to be in their own experience in a way. And this comes up, I think, in relationships, which can be hard. Like sometimes we want to show our love by like trying to take someone else's pain away. But that pain is theirs and it's a lesson for them. So we can show compassion and we can show love while also like saying that that's yours and this is mine. Does that make sense? It was also recommending like breath work to strengthen this area. The boundaries, of course, and just loving words and touch that you can give to yourself. Like sending good energy into your heart.
I want some cupcakes.
How about you, Rashida?
Yeah, so when I came to the center, I got a little different imagery. I saw this emerald gem and it was like just like dripping and oozing, and wherever like it dripped and oozed, wherever it touched, like flowers grew from it. And I just thought, this was like so beautiful. And as I became, and as I continued to watch, these flowers were like growing and growing and growing. And it seemed to like not feel so beautiful and safe anymore. And then I got this, and I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And then I got this image of this gem by itself in a dripping. And oozing on the ground, and flowers were growing, but it was like in its own little garden. There was like this fence around, and it wasn't just leaking and oozing. It was like a consistent, like little, I don't know, it wasn't like a stream like it was before. And a clear message that I got, it said, save some for yourself. So, and now that I think about it, it almost kind of ties into what Lauren was saying. And I think this is really speaking to like that self-love and boundaries. So yeah, that's what I got for this space. And I just thought it was like really cool how like it was beautiful at first, that all this giving and dripping, but it, you know, turned into like something really, really not
sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, those seem really parallel to me, like not the exact same image, like, but pretty on point exactly to what the message feels like. Yeah, that's definitely something that I struggle to work on. I think, you know, anyone who goes into, like, I'm a body worker, and I think anybody who goes into becoming a doctor or an acupuncturist or body worker, massage therapist. It's like there is this deep wound of feeling like it's your job to make people feel good and like help them, which does feel good for a while, but it's almost like when we do that, where it's almost like you're shrouding the other person from like learning their true, like from receiving the cosmic help that is authentic to their journey. Like what's worked for me isn't necessarily going to work for everyone. And I found like it can be actually more damaging to try and be like, just do what I think is right. Yeah, that resonates.
Awesome. Lauren?
Yeah, sorry, that just got me thinking.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear.
Oh, nothing really. Just, I'm a yoga teacher and I train yoga teachers, and a lot of people come to the practice and feel drawn to teaching and to serving because of their own deep personal pain and, you know, wanting to help others. And it is a beautiful thing, but boundaries are very much required. Yeah. And one thing is seeing yourself as this vessel. I know I've talked about like your instrument and your vessel through this, but it's like we make the vessel as prepared as possible and as skillful as possible. And then we ask like God or source or whatever our words are to like flow through us. And then right. we don't truly like own it, right? Like we're stewards yeah. of this energy. I find that really helpful because then you can kind of like let whatever needs to happen, happen, and then step away and trust that.
Right.
But it's really hard to be like totally invested in making sure everyone's experience is like perfect and everyone's happy. You know,
it's... Which really shouldn't be the focus. Like the focus should be like illuminating from self. Mm-hmm. Yoga teachers are definitely in that same category of like, you can, if you sit with yourself, almost anybody in that, you know, like I said, doctors, anybody who's working in that sort of intimate with other people, I would postulate like we all have a deep early, I don't want to say, I'll say experience, like pre-birth to seven, where you got the impression like it's my job to make people feel good. And the shadow of that, of course, is that you can often end up with this like a savior complex, which is that like icky, oozy, you know, like when you were saying, Rashida, the emerald dripping and oozy, like that's what came up for me, is like the heart has these intentions, but it very quickly can turn sour, because the only healer is the self, of course, and all we can do is illuminate for other people. I can't do the work for anyone but myself. Mm-hmm.
We call it like, at least in my training, we call it like leaky energy. And sometimes it comes out like sexually, but it's really just like, okay, I'm not maintaining myself. So it's like leaking onto others.
Right. Right.
Which happens a lot. And yeah, I think as service providers and nurturers, taking care of our own selves is so important so that we can show up in a really solid way, right. and like not take everything home with us too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'll move to solar. So solar plexus is located just above the navel, and it is your center for will and determination, self-confidence. It's associated with fire. What I saw was this like warm campfire, like the kind of thing you want to sit around and take comfort in. So that does speak to me, to your really comforting and warm presence, which is beautiful. And the only other like piece I got with it was like seeing you kind of feeding it logs. So it's like keep feeding it, and you feed this fire of like determination and confidence with kindness to yourself, and really like acknowledging your wins, celebrating, and know that the more you do that, that's just what we were talking about, the more you do that, like the more warmth you'll project to others without starving yourself in a way. Yeah. How about you, Sheeta?
Yeah. So I didn't get much from this area. The main message I got was trust, and I wasn't really getting more of like, trust what? Trust into like, to do what, you know? So I don't know, just take that word. And like, I would say like, meditate on this area and this chakra, like of, you know, determination, will, and self-confidence. And what parts of that do you need to trust more? And then I got, this is your sacred flame, let it guide you. So I thought it was interesting, Lauren, you also got like a flame, a campfire, but this is like your sacred flame. And I just had this image of like you physically like holding this torch and like being protective of it in a way and honoring it. So
yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you to me, I was just gonna say, like, to me, Rashida, your solar plexus and third eye readings really connect together as far as like the self-trust piece.
Yeah, thank you for that reflection.
Yeah, of course. And like really looking into the inner guidance system for making decisions, perhaps as they pertain to relationships, and like really trusting in that. Also, like as a body worker, I'm sure you know, the body is really smart. It holds like all the information that we need. It's all about listening to it. So especially with the solar plexus, that's your gut. That's your gut feeling. That's your instinct. Then your intuition is more of like the higher inner voice that connects us to like spirit. But working with both of those things is really important, and to just like trust the intelligence of your own body. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll move down to the sacral. I didn't see as much here, but what I felt, sacral, sorry, is like the womb space, whether that's physical womb or energetic womb. It's your center for passion and creativity and sensuality and sexuality and fertility. For me, what I felt was like scarring. So it was like it had been hurt, but it's healing. And that's what scars are, right? Or they're healed in a way. But it's apparent that something happened. There's so much power and potential in this area, in creation and fertility. And what I was seeing sort of as the balm for these scarrings, the balm, BALM, is like self-forgiveness and acceptance too. So accepting maybe whatever caused this pain. It doesn't mean you have to like it, but mostly just like accepting the reality of it, and then like loving on that part of yourself that's been scarred. And I know it's really vague, and a lot of women have all kinds of like shit in this area. But you know, I think you have several power centers, and this is absolutely one of them. So it's learning how to wield it, I suppose. How about you, Rashida?
Yeah. So for me, when I came to this area, I saw this like image of a feather floating gracefully down, and it was so gently, so softly, and it was almost like this like dance it was doing, like it was just not like a normal feather would just fall, but it was just this like dance. And as I'm like just in this, it was almost like a trance. My body began to like just move and sway. And just, I don't know, I think the overall messaging that I was getting from that is really tapping into like more of your embodiment practices, if you have any. And if you don't, like look at some of the things that's going to allow you to kind of like just step out of like the logical mind and like more into your body, like really enjoying this dance. Because I was having like a really amazing time like with this image of this feather and allowing my body to move. And it just felt really good to do so. So I know that message was for you as well. Really like find some practices that you might have done or you've been interested in doing, and like really like getting into your body. I know we're going to start moving into the root here, but this is that area above, you know, really become, I don't know, I'm just getting this message of like really coming back into your body. Yeah. So Lauren, yeah. Do you have any insight on that at all?
No, as you were saying that, I was just thinking about her inner goddess that I saw, which is this like gentle breeze. It was like a wind spirit. So to me, like that yeah. is just being in tune with her own nature.
I love that.
Yeah, I have to say, definitely resonates. I think something, well, just like you said, Lauren, like women carry, it's like multi-generational stuff, obviously. And for me, I think there is a certain amount of rigidity that it's like I know that I've needed to soften, and like I have been working for several years now around like what I call the masculinized wound within myself of like rigidity instead of suppleness and overly protective innocence. And I really like that image of the feather like dancing down. I actually just pulled out my hula hoop for the first time in like literally 2 years, maybe.
Nice. It's time.
Awesome. It's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hula hoop is perfect for a sacral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get those hips moving.
I love that. Yeah. And I think also sometimes we talk about softening, we talk about like going with the flow, and truly that the acceptance piece, I think, is a way to embody that, because the rigidity sometimes comes with over control, and it also comes with sometimes a unwillingness to like go to meet reality where it is, I suppose. Right. So yeah, self-acceptance, it's not like, it's different than self-improvement, right? It's just like, this is who I am, and I'm going to choose to love that. Mm-hmm. This is my story, and although parts of it have sucked, I'm going to choose to love it because it's what makes me who I am. Right. This is the multi-generational story, and I'm going to accept it even though parts of it suck. You know. Right, for the root, I just felt like such a deep, beautiful connection to nature, which brings me back to seeing the deer at the beginning. That for me, like the deer is always this very like magical, even though I see deer constantly in my neighborhood, but every time I'm like, oh my God, it's a deer. But they just have this like majestic way about them, and they're graceful. And I just see them as like so connected to the woods. But I saw, yeah, this deep connectedness to nature, and I saw like new growth around you. So like little flowers starting to sprout and bloom, which to me showed just like a lot more potential for things to grow financially and in your home. So it's like you've planted some seeds and they're starting to grow to keep tending them.
Lauren, what is the root associated
Thank you.
with?
The root is located at the base of the spine, but it also governs like your whole lower body, legs and feet. And it's your connection to the earth. It's your inner child. It's your ancestral connection. And it's all your basic needs. So home, nourishment, embodiment, it's being in the body, health. So, and finances, it covers like all the basics essentially. So, yeah, thank you.
I thought you were going to come back to it. I was like, let me
I
remind
forgot.
You were so excited about the deer. So when I came to this area for you, Danielle, I saw this landscape. Now, it's going to be very reminiscent of how we actually met in person, but I saw this landscape of mountains, very reminiscent of our time together in North Carolina. There was a lot of rain happening in your life. And it kind of felt like this could be a good or a bad thing as I was like looking at this landscape and like this landscape was like I was feeling like this was your life almost. And this rain can either create flexibility or instability. It just depends on the lens of your focus. How are you looking at it? And, as I was looking at this landscape and like just taking this whole image in, like the roots that I saw in the ground were very strong and deep and thick. But I was asking, like, what is this, like, what does this have to do with like what she's asking me to look for, right? And it was like this rain is creating space and nourishment for those roots. So, I didn't think too much of it as I was in the reading of what I was seeing, but I feel like this rain are like the different elements that happen in our life that causes change. And, if too much rain happens, like things, not a lot of things like grow. But if, just the right amount of rain happens, like there can be so much new growth. There can be more flexibility, more give, more space. We can actually like get through the mud and everything like that. So I don't know, like for me, this is a very optimistic picture of, growth and stability and just almost like a transitional feeling. Like I'm a Pisces, a mutable water sign, and I love the rain and dew, and it just kind of feels like this very like transition time when it happened. Things get a little hushed, a little quiet. It almost makes me feel like, it's time to also like go in as well during this time, as you like evaluate these areas of your life. And, the root is like one of the big areas, your stability, your security, your nourishment, your body, all these things like really turn in during this transitional time and like look at it. And like align with it, align with where you want to go, because this transition is creating that flexibility for you.
Yeah, that fits. That definitely fits. You talking about the rain and mud obviously brought me back to our wonderful experience. Yeah, and it really does root in the foundation of like everything above, like coming in and germinating and seeing the fruits of that, at least the beginnings, like the obviously the new sprouts. Yeah. I love
Good.
it. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, Lauren, did you have any other messaging? Because I did not.
Yeah. I usually ask for some final insights, and I just got a couple small, like just short phrases. One is softness is power. Our gentle nature is beautiful. We are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So really simple, but
yeah, big also. It doesn't have to be complex, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that all, it feels like a really well-rounded reading from where I'm at, for sure. Yeah. It's a lot to sit with, and also like kind of what I anticipated, because of course, right? You're reading my energy.
Looking into your soul.
The way you said that at the beginning, it's like
but these all make up, you know, elements of our soul, I feel like,
right.
And it's, you know, in a beautiful way, and just like, I don't know, you really, like, our soul is contained in our bodies. Like, Lorne and I read you, I'm pretty sure, you know, but our imagery was different, but the elements are kind of all there and the same, and the essence of who
the
you
theme.
Are. Yeah, the theme, right? So I love doing this, and I'm glad that it resonated for you. And it, you know, it's nothing to be
scary
about, you know. But I'm glad you're gonna sit with it and, you know, take what we said. Is there like one or two things that from the whole reading that like really, really stuck with you? Any overarching themes that you wanted to share? Any big takeaway?
Yeah, they're really rooting in, and like all of it seemed to be like self-worth and value, like remembering that touchstone of like, this is who you are, and moving from there, versus again, that chameleon vibe of like reading the outside and reflecting that instead, coming from that the fire of truth.
Well, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you for letting us read you.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do it for a while.
It's been a pleasure. It came exactly at the time it was supposed to.
Amazing.
I'm so glad. Is there anything else we can help you with? Is there anything else you're looking for a little more clarity on?
Honestly, this feels like exactly what I needed.
Okay.
Like a big, and it's so interesting. It's like I have been outwardly distracting myself, and like that inner voice has been like, hey, hey, girl. Yeah. So it's like affirming and really illuminating the places I think that needed it today.
Good. Well, it was a pleasure.
It was so nice.
Yeah, thanks for allowing us to read your energy, and
oh my goodness,
I hope it creates whatever shift you're needing to move forward.
I already feel it. I really do. I'm more of a visceral, like when I do meditation or like plant spirit communication or anything like that. I've never really had a lot of visions, but even as we were going through, it's like the different areas would like light up viscerally. So I can feel the resonance for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, you've already got it.
Yeah.
Well, Rashida, beautiful job. I'm so grateful to be able to do these with you. It's so much fun to get the other side, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It really is. It's something different than I do normally, you know, with a one-on-one client, but this is like just fun and just, you know, really affirming, because I think we all need that in a way. Like, we're not crazy. Like this stuff, you know, there's something's telling us this. And I really appreciate and value you as a partner, Lauren. So thank you for being here and your wisdom and all, you know, teaching us about the chakra system. And Danielle, I would, you know, suggest like looking into that a little bit too, especially to kind of like help as you move through these things and look at, I saw you taking notes and look at your notes. I have found that the chakra system has really helped, I don't know, just like make things make so much more sense in my life. So
the pattern.
So thank you so much for being
here. Thank you. Oh my goodness. I'm so grateful. Thank you all so much.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.